My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 493 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, so I hope you guys are having a good day. My day was, it was pretty good. And my days are actually getting a lot more interesting recently because I have decided to change food. So basically, some of you guys might know, but I eat the same thing at every meal. So I decided to be a little bit more adventurous. So I will eat a different thing at lunch and at dinner. But still, every lunch is the same, every dinner is the same. So it makes my life a lot easier, okay? So it's been the case for, I think the what I'm eating now, I've been eating now for the last maybe 2 months or something, which, you know, makes my life a lot easier. And recently, I've been out to the same restaurant I like to go to. But I'm trying different things. So, I'm living on the edge now. I feel like, James Dean and taking the car and, driving it all the way to the cliffs and stuff, So life is changing, right? So, even at that place, they're laughing because I will always order the same thing. And even months afterwards, the lady over there, she still knows what I want. I don't actually have to order, okay? So you might say, this dude is weird and stuff and it's boring. And it's funny because I've been doing that for the longest time now. Actually, I think I started doing that, 2005 maybe, something like that. So before I actually had to cook sometimes, but back in the days I had one of my special restaurants that I used to go to. I had grilled chicken with white rice. It was the best. But anyway, it's not what I want to talk to you guys about. You have to understand the reason why I'm doing this, because people are like, dude, are you not bored, and stuff? So, first thing I'll say is, there's this saying, it says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, okay? So, as long as I like it, I'll keep eating it, right? It's just as simple as this for me. And people don't know, but I actually have a system. There's a system behind this. It's not as simple as it seems, okay? So let me explain. It's not really the purpose of the podcast, but I feel like I need to explain myself, right? So I have there are three items on the list, okay? So there are, the first one is the unknown, right? I've never tried this. I don't know what it is. I need to experiment it first, okay? So that's the first one, okay? Then the second one is, I don't like it, okay? So I try this, I don't like it, okay? And I put it there, so that means I'm not going to order it again, obviously, right? And then the third section is, I like it, so I try it, I like it, and when it goes into I like it category, that's it. This is when I will order it every day, okay? So you might be thinking, but dude, what if there's something else that you like in the menu? How do you know that you like it or not? So here's the thing, because the system is very sophisticated, right? Because people think it's very simplistic, it's sophisticated. Because it could happen that one day I go to my restaurant and I say, hey, I want this. And they're like, dude, we ran out, which is, you know, which is a disaster, right? But, you know, I'm a very optimistic guy and positive guy. And basically what I do is that I will dig into the I don't know category and I will pick something there. All right. And if I like it, then it will go into my I like it category. Then, yeah, I can create some sort of confusion and stuff and dilemmas and everything. But this is how that I like it category will be fed. Okay. For those of you guys who were wondering how my super sophisticated high level system worked. Okay. So anyway, so the reason why I'm doing this, okay, I'm taking that to the extreme because you might be like, this dude is crazy. But the reason why I'm doing this is because I like to make my life, as simple as humanly possible, okay? Because you have to understand that throughout the day, you have a certain level of brain power and you will need to make decisions, okay? Regardless what the decision is. So it's a gauge, and that gauge will actually go down. It doesn't go up, okay? So you wake up in the morning, you have a certain quota, and then that quota will just go down and down and down, okay? So that will apply to every single decision that you make. So I don't know if you've noticed, but CEOs, the Zuckerbergs, what's the guy's name? Steve Jobs and stuff. Have you noticed that they're always dressed the same? Right? It's because, have you ever seen some, I've seen the girlfriend sometimes, she opens the closet, there are 3 billion clothes in there, and she says, oh, I don't know what to wear. And then it takes like, 2 hours to figure out what to wear, okay? And in that, you're basically digging into this quota that I was telling you about, where you need to make decisions, okay? And, my thing is, I want to be able to reserve this for important stuff, important decisions, right? How I'm going to dress and all that kind of stuff is really not that important for me. What color this I'm gonna wear or blah, blah, blah. So this is the reason why, for example, these guys, they always have the same shirt. The guys, they all dress in black or something like this because they don't have time to waste with these pity decisions that are actually going to take some of their brain power, okay? So me, this is one of the, it's the main justification for the reason why I am doing this is because I don't have to think about, I have friends. It's a nightmare if we have to eat together. Do you hear that bird? I don't know if you can hear that damn bird, but it's like right on my roof. It drives me nuts. Well, anyway, so I know people, it is a freaking nightmare when you have to eat with them. It's, oh no, I ate this last week. And I'm like, so what? Oh no, we already ate something like this during the week. We need to change, blah, blah. It drives me nuts, all right? And it takes forever to come to a decision for anything, okay? And that's the last thing I want to do is to waste time with decisions. And that's the reason why, to be honest, I have my text messages for the food, all right? And I just copy and paste every day. Copy, paste, copy, paste. For noon, I know which restaurant to contact, boom, copy, paste and stuff. All right? And that's, it's also, I optimize my life as much as I can. So optimizing in the sense that I want to limit every friction and stuff that's going to take away my brain power plus I don't like doing that, but it's going to take my brain power away from stuff that really matters to me. So that's the reason why, for example, I don't cook, to be honest. I don't cook. I haven't cooked in, 7 years or something. Here it's possible because it's super cheap to order the food. So I just order food and I know what to order, right? Boom, 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 it's done. And then I can just go back to whatever it is that I'm doing and all my focus is on it. Because if I need to say, oh, what am I going to eat? And what did we eat yesterday and last week? Was it this, was it that? Oh, do you like this? It drives me nuts, all right? I don't understand how people, how some people can navigate with all these variables. I can't, okay? So I don't cook. I don't clean or anything, right? So it's not that my house is like how do you call it? In French, we call it a porcherie, which is where the pigs will live. I don't know what the name is in English, but anyway, there's someone, you know, for example, I have a gardener, I have a pool guy, and I have a maid, and they come twice a week, and they will just do that stuff that I don't have to worry about, okay? So I don't have to worry about the stuff, before, you know, it might be your reality right now where on Saturdays I do all my cleaning, or no, on Saturday I do all my shopping, right? So you need to go and do the grocery shopping and then all that kind of stuff. And then on Sunday you need to reserve some time because you need to clean and stuff. And it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of your time that you could devote to something else, right? And that's the last thing I want to do on this planet. So I haven't been grocery shopping in Jesus. As long as I've been here, I mean, since I started traveling, my round the world tour and stuff, maybe like 7 years, I don't go grocery shopping. It takes so much time to go. And you get down the alley, you're like, oh man, what am I going to take? What did we eat last week? And oh no, I can't. So me, I just order stuff, I just order. And as you know now, I know what I'm going to eat. Then some people might tell you, oh, well, maybe you're going to miss these minerals and blah, 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 blah. Maybe, I don't know. But it makes my life 100 times easier. And there are a lot of people who don't really understand why, someone would do that. But, if you're listening to this podcast, by now you understand how it works. I like to be as efficient as possible. And these, for example, for me, are not the, it's not the most, cost effective, but the productive use of my brain power, okay? I can't take like an hour to figure out what to wear, what to eat and stuff. No, I'll rather be able to like strategize. Okay. So all my life is really optimized for this. And this is what I'm saying, when you are in, when this is something you love and you live it, I live it. It's not just when I'm in front of the computer and I do stuff and I have a few automation thingies, but while I do have a lot of automations, because again, as I said, I like to, optimize stuff, but it's not just that. It's everything. My life is designed for this. So for example, even how I dress, I don't care. Well, obviously I don't have to go to the office or anything like this, but so to be honest, sometimes I will buy like the same t-shirt. Well, back when I was in France, I remember I used to buy the same t-shirt in like different colors or something, or sometimes the same t-shirt like many times. And I just grab, boom, 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 that's it. It's super fast. Here, dude, I mean, who the hell cares how I'm dressed, right? I don't have to leave the house. So, my thing is very basic. I spend very, very little time trying to figure out what to wear and stuff. And all my life is optimized. And this is how, these things, when you add these things up, one after the other, this will give you an edge and will help you get the results faster because you're laser focused on what you're doing, okay? I try to avoid stuff that for me is not necessary. It's not taking me to, where I want to go. Or it's just, for me, I just think it's a waste of time, which is just my opinion, because it could be that for some other people, it's very important to spend 3.5 hours figuring out what to wear and stuff. For me, it's really not, So it really depends on who you are and what your objectives and stuff are. Obviously my objective is not to, go on a beauty pageant every single day and stuff. I just think it's pointless, but some people might think that, it's necessary for them. For me, it's really not. So yeah. So this is how I kind of like came up with my system where, dude, I will eat the same thing. I will drink the same thing. So basically, I eat the same thing at lunch. I eat the same thing for dinner. And I make my order of like coconuts every, I order 8 coconuts at a time. So I'll try to drink like 2 a day. So every 4 days, there's a delivery. And that's pretty much, my fridge, the only thing that I have in my fridge are coconuts. That's all I have in there. you know, and it makes it really makes it for a very simple life. Then, you know, this is the simple life and, you know, and happy life when I'm by myself. When the girlfriend is here, then yeah, I have to adapt, I have to be a little bit more creative, you know. but yeah, when she's not here, I'm just living the simple, like optimized life. And it really works for me. It really helps in a lot of different things. Even in sports, you know, I will practice. There are some things that I will not necessarily practice because I never use it, you know. I will practice the things that really matter, like the moves that you will, if you master these moves, you will master like 80%. You'll be a very dangerous player with, I mean, there are three or four situations that I see, and this is what I'm trying to teach the kids, all right? You master these three situations there, you basically cover like 80 to 90% of all the situations that you might encounter on the court, all right? Don't waste your time, you know, thinking about, oh, do I do this, do I do that, or working on something that, you know, not that it's pointless, but it's gonna happen once every 57, you know, games, right? And yeah, so basically I just wanted to say, everything I do is super, super optimized. And and it goes as far as, you know, the food that I eat, the way I dress and stuff, because, you know, again, I live this stuff, all right? And that's this is something that I think it's really important, because I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, and I was telling him, you know, there are some things that you know, you can fake stuff, right? But you can't fake for it that long, okay? So I don't know, you guys, you might have been following me for, I don't know, the last 30, 50, 100 episodes. Some people might have been following me from the beginning. I mean, I maybe could have fooled you for maybe 2-3 episodes, but I mean, by now, there's no way I can fool you, right? So if you've been listening to me, you know who I am, all right? And it's, for me, it's very important for people to know that I live this stuff. You know, everything I tell you here in this podcast is not something that I heard or blah. I live this stuff. When I tell you about efficiency and stuff, I live this, and you can ask the girlfriend; she will confirm that I live this, and I'm weird. I'm a wacko. Right, the fact that I eat the same thing and all, yeah, I live this stuff, right? So yeah, that's what I that's what my image of commitment is. You know, you live this stuff. If you you know, if you meet someone, they tell you to do something and they're not doing it themselves, nah, you shouldn't do it. You should honestly shouldn't do it. So, you know, your financial advisor is like, oh man, put all your money on this stock there, and you're like, dude, do you have any? No, don't take that damn stock, right? Really don't. All right. So, me, I'm the guy who will eat the same thing. Who's been eating the same thing for the last 13 years. So obviously, over the last 13 years, it's not like I've eaten the same dish for 13 years. I had phases where for 6 months it's this dish, for another 8 months it's this dish and stuff. Ah, sometimes I like to live dangerously, you know. And I remember at some point I was eating duck every evening and stuff. But in French it's called canard confit. I don't know what it's called in English, but well, apparently there's a lot of fat in that thing, which I don't know. I just thought it was really good. Until someone told me, dude, you're gonna become like really fat if you keep eating this. So I had to change. So I changed to something that was easy, because at the time I still had to cook, right? And I changed to a dish. It was actually a pretty good dish, to be honest. So I used to like slice and dice chicken, right? So I had some chicken. I will like kind of like fry it, right? And I had a wok. So basically, I would like chop the chicken, put the seasoning and stuff. I had some frozen onions, frozen veggies, and I would used to put everything in that wok with some water, and then just leave it there for, I don't know, like half an hour or something. Which meant that for me, while this was cooking, I was on my computer working on stuff instead of having to come back every 2 minutes and steer it and all that kind of stuff. You know, I had a really good and well-balanced meal without all the hassle of losing like a full hour cooking, because you have to be there, you know what I mean? And I was able to do a lot because it was so, like, look, it was super easy for me to do this. I used to go to this place called Picard in French. So this is in France, this is where they have all the frozen food, right? So I go there, I take one bag of frozen veggies, one bag of frozen onions, chicken breast, all right? And bam, 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 I arrive home, slice and dice the chicken. I put some of the onions and some of the veggies in the wok, and then boom, I go to my computer, and I don't know, I know that in half an hour the thing will be ready. Boom, 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 boom. I work, I do my stuff, I come back, I eat, and you know, it was efficient. Okay. So you know, it seems like this podcast was all about cooking and stuff. It's not, because you might be saying this is terrible cooking. look, it was good enough, man. I survived it. It was pretty good, to be honest. I have to be honest with you, this one was good. I had my fair share of like disgusting dishes and dry dishes and stuff, but this one was actually pretty good. But anyway, it's really not the point. It's not a culinary class or anything, but it was all about the efficiency and for you guys to understand my system, understand how crazy I am and how much I live this stuff, right? So anyway, I will see you in the next episode. That was your host, Martin. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they will show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.